That nasty fungal disease that we call banana freckle, it has popped up again, this time in Palmerston. Joining us with the details is Stephen West, the Chief Plant Health Manager for the Northern Territory. Stephen, what's happened?
Good afternoon. Yes, we have had a detection of banana freckle in Palmerston, and so that's occurred just recently. Which, of course, for us means that we'll need to now... we've been doing surveillance there, but it means that the program's working as far as our surveillance activity, and we've now declared a quarantine area that covers all of Palmerston, effectively.
All of Palmerston?
Yep.
Does that mean everyone in Palmerston will lose their banana trees?
Well, those properties that are within 1 kilometre of the infected property will all lose their bananas, yes. And for those people, that's in our, what we call our restricted area. Mm-hmm. And for those people that are within a 5 kilometre area from that property, they'll be in what we call our control area. And basically what that means is they can't plant any new bananas, they can't move any banana plant material. So what we're trying
no
to
bananas do, in or out of Palmerston.
That's correct. And so it's basically trying to put a hold position on the plants that remain within that area, and they will become also a part of our ongoing monitoring program as well. So it does mean that there will be some people that will lose their bananas in Palmerston.
Yeah, are you expecting lots in that eradication zone?
No, what we're finding generally is that people, for instance, if we compare the rural area where our surveillance activity's been the highest and the urban areas, because we're doing surveillance in Darwin as well, we are finding that the number of banana plants that are present in the urban area is significantly lower than what's actually out in the rural area. And part of that's about right. You know, how much room people have got, the fact that they take a lot of water as, you know, to grow bananas and get fruit off them, for instance. So you know, the dynamic is a bit different. So we would expect that there'll be less properties that would be impacted.
Stephen West, what's happening with banana freckle? It just seems to be spreading and spreading. Have you lost control of it?
No, we haven't lost control of it. And in actual fact, our take is that it's actually not spreading and spreading, but what we're doing is we're in the place of recognising the disease has been in the territory, you know, on Ladyfinger for over 20 years. So, and now we're chasing it on Cavendish. So we're continuing to look, and we believe that we're still trying to establish the boundary of where the infection is, but we're not seeing, when we go in and identify a property that's infected, we're not seeing what we call lots and lots of infection that radiates out from a single property. So, you know, we might only find one property and then nothing else around that for, you know, a long, long way, or nothing at all. And we've definitely got, you know, properties that are unique in the sense of isolated. But again, we do have properties that, you know, it's not the immediate neighbour, but it might be, you know, half a kilometre down the road, we'll find another one. So we're not seeing rampant movement of the disease, and it's not out of control.
Okay, and the boundary, the banana freckle zones, are they still a safe distance away from the territory's biggest banana farm, commercial banana farm?
So they certainly are at this point in time.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're doing all we can to maintain that position for that business, which is significant to the Northern Territory. It's a significant employer.
Mm.
It's our basically our sole supply of bananas. Bananas do come in from Queensland, but the majority of the bananas for the territory, particularly Darwin, Palmerston, down to Katherine, all come from that business.
From that farm at Lambles Lagoon there.
Yeah, mm. That's right. So.
Just finally, is there something you want to tell the people of Palmerston?
Yes, it is. Don't move any banana plant material. Don't remove any bananas. If you've got bananas and you think that you've got freckle, then what we would suggest that you do is that you contact us, and what we'll do is we'll have a team come out and provide a surveillance crew to have a look at your banana plants, and that'll all be good.